Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
38-7, Union over Euless Trinity, back at Union Tunnel Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Richard and Jeff Jones, Jay Jones, pardon me, and of course Doc Blevins is down on the field. And now 2-0 the Redskins, 2-0 the Owosso Rams, 0-2 Broken Arrow, 0-2 Jinx. Boy, I'm not going to say it's topsy-turvy. It's not, because two of those teams still really good, but not the start that either Broken Arrow or Jinx thought they were going to have. But for Union, I think they really believed that they were this good and still have sparks thinking, making me think they could be even better.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They may have believed or felt like they should be good this year, right? I don't know if they quite believed it yet, but it's setting in, and I think it'll be exciting to see what they come with.
Well, we already have Kirk Frederick down on the field, and Coach, you talk about complete football games. I know you had a bit of a lag offensively after those first two series, but I thought your team was really complete tonight. What was your thought?
Yeah, I was real excited about the way they came out. They prepared. I was excited about that second half as well, and we challenged them at halftime to come out and finish that complete game. So, again, just proud of their performance to have a team like Trinity come in and play as physical as they do, the brand of football they have. I was real proud of how we matched that physicality.
And I thought if you took any big steps tonight, it was maybe in your offensive line. Those guys, I thought, were much better. What'd you think?
Yeah, we challenged them this week. They had a great week of practice. Coach Riley did an outstanding job with them, and Coach Young and Coach Bajek really worked with that offensive line, and they responded again. You love it when kids work that hard for something positive to happen. You know, for them to it doesn't always happen that way in life. You know, you don't always get rewarded when you work hard, but it sure is fun when you see that happen like this.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to see. And I tell you, you said you challenged them in the third period. We said that the spark in the second half, and really the game so far, was the run game in the second half. Talk to us a little bit about what changes you might have made or what happened there.
Well, you know, we just, again, trying to grow confidence within our run game is one of the biggest things. And, you know, we felt like probably gave a lot of credit to Trinity and maybe not enough credit to our offensive line starting out in the game, and tried to spread them out a little bit so we could run the ball, and the offensive line really wore those guys down. And I really think that, you know, that we've been on the other end of this where we've had, you know, it's their first football game, and I really think the test we had last week, you know, I felt like that we were able to correct some mistakes and get better.
I think so. I tell you, the second game of the season, your quarterback has not started a season or played a live snap as a varsity starter, and comes into this game tonight. We're going to name him the player of the game, and really has an outstanding night. 18 of 29, 223 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. How about that?
That's pretty good. Take care of the football.
Yeah, he took care of it. Not just that, Coach. I really liked his poise. He hit the deep ball that he had missed last week. I liked almost everything about what he did. You see him every day. Where do you see him growing the most?
Well, again, just becoming more comfortable. Live snaps, you know. I mean, he's a smart kid, understands the offense. Great team player, good teammate, and it's just experience, I think, is the biggest thing. And every snap we can take, every situation we can put him in, you know, he'll gain that experience.
I heard you tell Doc in our pregame that 14 candy bars last week for Noah Rauschenberg. How many is he going to get today?
Yeah, no kidding. Who knows? But
he's,
that was pretty
gonna
nice.
He's going to look like Janikowski for two.
Yeah,
you got to be
nice
careful.
50-yarder there.
Yeah, you got to. And I got to ask you, poor Landon Wood. That's a second year in a row the touchdown called back.
Yep.
But man, he's going to get one, isn't he?
He is. He is. And you know, our kids are working hard. We just got to tell them to be a little bit smarter there.
And now, I guess the biggest challenge. You know, every year we get to Union Jinx, and every year we ask the same questions and we get the same answers because we all know what's going to happen. But you've had two very emotional games. You've got this one. How do you kind of dial it so that you get just the emotional peak you want?
Well, it really takes care of itself. You know, as a coach, you just kind of hang on to that game. I mean, it saddles itself up. So, you know, the kids will respond, and we'll have a game plan, and we'll go try to execute it.
I would imagine so. All right, Coach, thanks very much. Enjoy this one.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Doc Levins is going to get our player of the game, and that is Peyton Thompson, who you heard those numbers. 18 of 29, 223, 4 touchdowns. Not only that, Union's tonight putting up 393 yards, 160 of those rushing, Got to fix the penalties. 11 for 105. But then look at Kevion Cooper. 12 carries, 90 yards. Not quite that 100-yard game you're looking for, but I thought he was better.
Yeah, found a huge spark and really took off down the field tonight. And I think we'll build on that for both of the running backs in the series.
You said both of the running backs. Boone, 7 carries, 27 yards. Wilson, 2 for 19. And Bacek, 8 for 15. Doc's back on the field. He's got our player of the game, Doc.
Well, I do, and it probably won't be the last time this guy's player of the game. But it is in his second game with Union. He made it. Peyton Thompson, kind of a whirlwind for you the last couple of days, playing against your old team last week and then playing Texas team this week. How do you feel right now?
I feel excited. I'm happy for our team that we can come out here and get our second win and come out strong.
You seem to be more comfortable tonight than you were last week, and that's understandable. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. I felt really good tonight. Our offensive line did a great job all week of getting ready for this game, and they kept me clean all night.
And, Rick, give me the passing stats again, would you?
18 of 29, 223, four touchdowns.
18 of 29.
223.
223 yards and four touchdowns?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's pretty good passing stats. Have you had a game like that before?
No, sir, I haven't. It was really exciting to get out here and be able to do something like that with my team.
I say that. This is just your second ever varsity start, so you're laying good groundwork there. Your receivers were pretty phenomenal tonight.
Yes, they did a heck of a job preparing all week, and they came out here and performed like they are expected to do, and they did a great job all night long.
We had some penalties that kind of brought things back. Did that kind of frustrate you? How do you handle that?
Yeah, we got some things we got to clean up, not getting negative yards starting a drive. It hurt us a couple times when we had momentum, and we just got to clean that up and get better.
Well, Peyton, congratulations on being the player of the game. You've done a great job out there. Glad you moved over this way, and good luck next week.
Yes, sir. I thank you, Doc. I appreciate it.
Back up to Ray.
Appreciate it very much, Doc Blevins. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, the Johns guys. We'll close it up next in a moment. Union 38, Trinity 7. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Tired of it? It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
Hello?
Hi, want to have lunch?
Well, it depends. Who is this?
Uh-oh, you again?
Yes, it is.
Why do I keep calling you?
That's a good question, except I'm the one who should be asking it. Did you ever get your boss set up with a business account at Interstate All Battery Center so she can get special discounts, streamlined billing, free local delivery?
No, I keep forgetting where they are.
You mean 61st and Memorial and in Owosso at 76th and 169? Or why don't you just look it up at TulsaBatteries.com? Good grief. Hey, we're in the heat of summer, lady. That's when car batteries and lawnmower batteries tend to give it up, and that's not what you want to have happen in the middle of a trip or in the middle of a lake. Remember when I said I trust Interstate All Battery Center?
Yeah.
It's because when they test your batteries, you get an honest answer, so that's where I go for all of my batteries.
Well, maybe I could meet you over there sometime and we'll have a little lunch.
Well, it depends on who's buying.
Well, certainly not me. What kind of girl do you think I am?
Well, I think we've already established that. You're a nut, and you're a nut who can't dial very well at that.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
This is Chris Collins with Woodland Sports, informing you that Silencer Co. has released the Maxim 9, the world's first integrally suppressed 9mm handgun. The Maxim 9 is not only holsterable, but hearing safe with all commercially available 9mm ammunition. Come into the Woodland Sports, located in the northwest corner of 91st and Sheridan in the Chimney Point Shopping Center, to place a deposit on the Maxim 9 or shop our deals on handguns, rifles, and silencers. You may also wish to visit our website at TulsaSilencer.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Union Tuttle Stadium is the site. This one goes to the Redskins by a score of 38-7. Rick Corey and Zach Jones. And now, as we mentioned, next up is Jinx. And you don't need to say a whole lot more, do you? You just say Jinx and everybody gets all excited about it. But, you know, Jinx can be 0-2. And it doesn't make any difference because this, no matter what, when they get together next week at Chapman Stadium, will be not just a heck of a game, it will be an absolute battle.
Yeah, I love it when we start, you know, pregame reading through the stats and who wins the first game, who loses the second game, and the outcomes of those series and the gold ball even that ties in with it. But even in the community, right, I was out in the community today and an old guy had a, not old guy, an older parent that had some kids graduate. He says, I'm kind of out of the loop, but what do you think about this Jinx team? Are they really what people are saying? Are they down or better? Or what's going to happen next week during the Backyard Bowl? I said, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be exciting, and people are going to come play, and it's just going to be just like it always is. It's magical every single year. Doesn't matter.
Sure, and if you're Jinx and you want your year to get better, where do you start? You start right here in this game, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're 0-2, and you win this game, and it shakes everything right back up. So Union really has to focus this next week going in and not be overconfident in what's going on. And look at the record, they really have to look at the opponent.
And it's going to be interesting from a couple of reasons, too. Obviously, there's a chance this may be the last time Alan Trimble coaches against Union. And we all know that he has ALS. We all know what happens when you have ALS. There's not been a better – I mean, Tulsa's been fortunate. You've had Bill Blankenship, and you've had Alan, and you've had guys like J.W. Emerson, and you had guys like Mr. Lacey at Washington. You've got a history of great coaches. None have been any better than Allen. None have been more to a lot of people than Allen. So there's going to be an emotional aspect to this, too.
Absolutely there is. And I think there was a lot that came with last season, and I don't think we've seen it yet, right? Because he came back this season. He's going to fight. He's going to battle. And you know there's a lot of emotion tied into that team just because they're fighting for their coach. And so that being said, if you even attempt to think that this may be his last game, whether you're winning or losing, you're going to see a lot of emotion pour out of those kids.
Yeah, from a Union standpoint, what do they have to do to be really good next week?
Honestly, I think they just focus on themselves. They, at this point, looking at what's happened and the two competitors that have beaten Jinx this far, the only people right now, I feel strongly in the fact that the only people that can beat Jinx is beat Union is themselves.
It's Union, right?
Yeah.
When you look around the state, you know, last year Norman North was really good, and this year you don't see as good a team over on that side of the state as you did. But that doesn't mean someone can't surprise you. But when you start talking about, I hate this word, potential, because potential is normally a word for wasted talent.
Yeah, you're
right.
When
you start talking about the word potential and you look out there, you see a team coming off a state championship with a lot of young guys who could be, in the long run, as good as those guys were last year.
Yeah, I think really then that's why I say you've got to focus on yourself. If they consistently work on themselves in each and individual position and watching film and getting better every single week, I don't believe they will be beat. But if they start believing the hype and start thinking that they're bigger than they are, they'll be beat in a second.
I mean, last thing before we close, when I was talking to Kurt preseason, I said, "What is your goal for this team? What do you think their attitude is? What do you think you're going to do with this team?" He said, "Here's what I want." He said, "You know, last year we were really good. But there are times that we didn't play very focused." He said, "I've been talking to the guys, and they want to be the wow team. They want to be the team when they run out there at the end of the first quarter, people go, wow." Like 2005, that 2005 Union team with Blake Smith and with, you know, Spencer McElwain and those guys, or the 97 Jinx guys. You know, they gave up, what, 0.7 yards a play? They want to be that team that when you run out there, you go, wow, at the end of that quarter. And they've got a chance. But there's a lot of
that takes a lot. Yeah, that takes a lot. And if they focus on it and they want to be that, I believe it can happen. But, you know, those come around a decade or two, you know, so you got to really work hard.
All right, well, we'll see you next week at H.A. Chapman. Remember, it's a Thursday, okay? Everybody show up. You got to go to work the next day, I promise, all right? All right, thanks to –
Will you write me a note?
Yes, I will. Thanks to Mike Downing back at the station for keeping it in the tracks once again. Thanks to Jay Johns, Richard Johns, Doc Blevins, of course. our good friend right here, Zach Jones. From Union Tuttle Stadium, one final time. Union 38, Euless Trinity 7. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 30 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
30 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us at Classic Chevy Owosso on Facebook showing off your Union pride. And we don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Classic Chevrolet in Owosso. Visit us online at classicchevrolet.net.
The tobacco industry's business model. Step one, get them young. Nearly all smokers start by age 18. Step two, make them lifelong customers. Over half will die from smoking. Step three, find replacement smokers. Step four, repeat. Step one.
The tobacco industry will stop at nothing to get kids addicted. But if kids don't start, smoking stops. Join the fight against tobacco at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
What could you do with an extra $100? Right now, when you open a new checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union, you'll get a $100 bonus. And every time you pay with your School Pride debit card, we donate to area schools. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/17. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/17. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have a career, or is it just a job? Do you like going to work every day, or do you dread it? Would you like to do better? Do you work with hand tools? Can you sing the Robinson Glass song? Okay, never mind the song, but you get the point. Robinson Glass is looking for talented people. People with the right attitude who want to become experienced glass technicians. And if that's you, then this could be the smartest move you make. Because Robinson Glass is good at spotting talent and potential, and they will train you. Great starting pay, profit sharing, paid vacation, paid holidays, paid health insurance with dental and vision options, matching 401k, and that's just the beginning. But what if you have experience in the glass business? Fabricating or repairing broken glass, or installing windshields and windows? Robinson Glass wants to talk to you too. Just call Robinson Glass, 918-664-7904, and ask for human resources. Or apply online at robinsonglass.com and click on careers. Robinson Glass is an equal opportunity employer.
You've been listening to Union Redskins Football.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
On News 102.3 KRMG. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.